Today I want to talk about how to make a blog popular. Consider your intent. I read a lot of blogs and I gather a lot of great ideas from them. There's a lot of amazing talent out there on the internet sitting at their computer every day to blog about what they know, what they think, what they do, and what they sell. A few of those squillion blogs will become popular with readers. But how? It's easy for me to answer why I read the blogs I read. They help me to keep my thinking sharp with new ideas. My brain needs a lot of daily exercise to keep up with my industry. It seems easy to define why the popular blogs I read are successful at their mission, but harder when I turn it around and look at my own work. I hope you can relate to this. I find that it is always harder to scrutinize myself than to scrutinize others. I've been a bit blessed with having a solid readership for my SEO and social media marketing blog. I appreciate that very much because I work hard at it. Once in a while, I have to consider what makes it popular and why do people subscribe and come back. Then, on a bad day, I find myself questioning, why do I keep doing this? That is when I have to go and reread 10 really good reasons to blog, and I'm back at it again, quick. Today is a good day, so I'm asking myself the earlier question. Is it because I am in a popular industry? No, because there are a lot of SEO and social media marketing blogs with just three readers, spouse, mother, and author. Is it because I take my shirt off to blog because the ladies like that? No, although it may not hurt because I'm yummy like bacon. I should post more pictures. Is it because I have a squillion friends who love me? No, I'm a generally nice guy, but I don't try to please everybody, and I piss a few people off too, like this Boshkar guy. Link to it on the blog. You'll have to see that. Is it because I throw down a clever line here and there to be more entertaining? No, because I'll never be as funny as this cat video with 47 million views. Damn them cats. When I begin to think about things which make a blog popular, it seems that my thoughts keep leading me back to intent. Good blogging tools can help, but it is not enough. I know, people say that content is king, or that engagement and social equity are important. Sure, we can throw out a whole lot of silly buzz phrases on the table to sort through. It really does take a lot of things coming together just right to produce something that people want. I think that in the end, even if you get every other piece right, but your intent is flawed, it is fragile as a house of cards. What is your blog's intent? Let's define this. Clearly, if you have a blog, you have an intent. Whether it is just to pour out your mind out to the internet or to bring more brand recognition to a product or service, nobody does this without something that drives them to do it. I will share my intent with you, and I hope it will help you to start thinking about yours. So let's see, why do I write this blog? The focus of this blog is to help educate people about things which can help them. I like to help people think and create their own ideas. I like to teach people about things which they may find useful. I also like to dispel the many SEO lies which are common in the industry. When I say that intent is important, here is how I look at it. If my intent was centered around selling something rather than educating and helping people, the direction would be totally different. The intent would show through and the value to others would be far less. You know, one of the things that I do that helps is I stop seeing everybody as a potential customer. I hope that sharing my intent will help you to think about your intent and your strategy. Here I go again, trying to be helpful. You may wonder, how is there any room left for a strategy? And how can a blog possibly be worth all of the headache? Well, the good news is that I don't view you as my potential customer. Sure, maybe you are, but probably not. Most people that land on any blog are not there to buy stuff. In the case of company blogs, the smart companies already know this. Psst, let me whisper a thought in your ear. People know other people, and they communicate with them a lot. If people like what you do and they think highly of you, they will do the heavy lifting for you. They will share your blog with friends, and maybe those friends will share it with others. All of a sudden, you have your hands on something valuable. Somewhere down the line, there's probably a customer in it for you. And you didn't even have to be pushy. just useful. Keep your intent dear to you. It can be easy to wander off the path of your intent, but don't. Always remember the overall purpose and know that it really will make the difference in reaching longer-term objectives. If you have a purposeful intent, it will be easier to stay on track. My blog's intent is sincerely focused on being helpful. I go out of my way to do that. As a benefit, it enhances my resume as a search engine optimization and social media marketing professional. A tiny percentage of people will contact me with an interest in hiring me as a consultant or as their new director of marketing. So I consider, what if somebody offers me a massive salary and puts me in a big shiny office building as their new marketing guy? I will still be right here to share what I know with others. That is how I know that my intent is right. If selling something was the primary intent, I would not ask you for your input, your brainstorms, or your time. I would also not expect anybody to subscribe and keep coming back. So I hope this helps you think a little bit about what is your intent, and how are you expressing it to others. Well, that's my piece for today, and I hope you find some value in it. And you know, I welcome your comments at awebguy.com. Thank you very much, and have a great day.